Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Boston Art and Music Soul Festival is back for its fifth year at Franklin Park. It's grown in size and has expanded from one day to three. WBUR's Ariel Gray has a preview of the event, which seeks to center Black culture.
That's the sound of the saxophone, played by Tim Hall, a Boston musician and assistant professor at Berklee College of Music. He's playing a solo gig at the Omni Hotel in the Seaport. Though he often plays as a backing musician, he's now preparing to take center stage in front of thousands at the upcoming Boston Art and Music Soul Festival.
It's very emotional to also now find myself being one of the artists in terms of not a side man, not like a session musician for somebody else, but to do my own music at the festival. It's been an emotional experience. It's been really, really cool.
Hall is one of 17 music performers at this year's BAMS Fest. He worked with the organization for 6 years and feels it's an important platform for local musicians like him.
It's wild to really be able to reap what you sow. Like the individuals who have been at the beginning of BAMS Fest are able to reap the benefits of the labor that have been put in over the years.
In the past, the festival has been a one-day free experience at Franklin Park, complete with two music stages, vendors, art making, and more. But this year, that changes.
What's been remarkable is the decision to scale, going from a one day to basically 3 days with an inaugural conference centering Black imagination, Black entrepreneurship, connection, unity, collaboration.
That's BAMS Fest founder Catherine Morris on Zoom. The first festival happened in 2018 and had around 2,000 people. This year, BAMS Fest is expecting 15,000 attendees and performances by jazz drummer Terry Lynn Carrington and legendary DJ and producer Grandmaster Flash and others. The festival also has much more in store outside of music.
We have Rep Your City Live Art and Graffiti Exhibition. We have chefs. We have home cooks, we got caterers, we got food trucks. We have a dedicated kids zone, which is called Kids Play. We have a vendor market, and then we added a job fair this year.
It's a massive expansion, which is why the organization has introduced a new tiered ticketing model. Patrons can purchase passes that give them access to different parts of BAMS Fest. For those who can't purchase passes, free tickets are available for Saturday's music festival.
There will always be a portion of this that will remain free to the public, period, right? Because we want to make sure people discover each other, discover themselves, discover who's in their community. You know, that's always our commitment.
The decision to scale was an important one for the organization. Having an arts and music festival centering Black culture in a city like Boston makes a statement, says Morris.
Doing a multidisciplinary, intergenerational festival that feeds people, gives them nourishment, it starts to change the attitude about what's possible and hopefully inspires the next generation that they can go bigger than BAMS Festival, as they should.
Through BAMS Fest, Morris hopes to transform Boston into a creative hub where Black and brown artists can see themselves and want to stay. Artists like Tim Hall.
Because of BAMS Fest, we've seen artists elevate over time because of the platforms that are provided to them and because of the care that I think is ingrained in the programming with BAMS Fest.
Hall looks forward to sharing his music and making connections with new audiences at the festival. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ariel Gray.
Mm-hmm.